Blog Talk Radio.
Nothing too big. Nothing too big. Nothing too hard. God has to be bigger than whatever you think, especially what you feel. And it has to be bigger than what you know. See, if the Word of God never becomes bigger than what you know, you'll never know what the Word of God is saying. You'll never know, because you already got your own preceived ideals and concepts and views, and you won't hear God. That's why I said, he that have an ear, let him hear. Everybody won't hear. Oh, they have the same ears just like you got, but they can't hear. And if they did, they'll get saved. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We're so happy to have each and every one of you all. I know we got a lot of people out here that's spiritual. And this one day doesn't mean anything. It's a new year, don't mean anything. New moon, don't mean anything. But for those that are there, and that's where you're at, not judging you by new moon, new days, but happy new year to you. For those that understand spiritual things, we operate in the spirit. We're not operating according to days and calendars and all of this. But let me say to those that are, that's all. Happy New Year to you. So happy to have you on the broadcast today. I'm going to ask Pastor Bell from Akron, Ohio, if she will get started with this. I guess it's the first Sunday of this year. And get us started, and I'll be right back.
Amen, amen. Well, Happy New Year's to everyone. Amen. And thank you, Pastor, for that song. He's bigger than that. Amen. No matter what we're going through, he's bigger than that. Any sickness, any trials, anything, God is bigger than that. Amen. The scripture I like to open with is coming from Ephesians, Ephesians chapter 1 and verses 3 and 4. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he had chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Amen. Heavenly Father, as we come before you on another day, we just want to say thank you, Father God. We're thanking you, Father God, for the listeners, those that are listening by internet, those that participate. Thanking you, Father God, for our pastor, Father God, as he preaches and teaches the word of God. Lord, we're thanking you, Father God, that we who have ears to hear, we can hear what the word is saying. Lord, we ask that you will just open up our hearts to receive it, Father God. And Lord, we're praying for those who are sick and shut in, Father God. We know you are a healer, Father God. We have witnesses that have testified about the goodness of the Lord and their healings. And we're thankful for the testimonies, Father God. Lord, we ask that you will bless each and every one, Father God, no matter what they may be facing right now, no matter what they're going through, that they will trust you, Father God. For the scripture says, trust in the Lord with all of thy heart, lean not unto thy own understanding, and in all thy ways acknowledge and he shall direct thy path. So help us to keep our minds stayed on thee, Father God, because in doing so, you'll give us perfect peace. Lord, bless each and every one that's on this broadcast, those that had a desire to be on and couldn't, Lord. We just ask that you bless them as well. Be with each and every one. Open our hearts and our minds to receive the word, Father God, as we go through the review. Continue to bless our pastor. Give him total and complete healing, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Not only our pastor, any listeners, anyone listening by internet, Father God. Lord, be with them. Be with the bereaved families as well, Father God. Lord, we give you praise for this day, even those that may be facing some difficult challenge in their life. We know that you're working things out for their good. Bless right now in the name of Jesus as we all come together and uplift your name and study the word and meditate on these scriptures. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Pastor, for that heartfelt prayer. Thank you for what you said. We're going to get ready to do our review. But before we do this, Pastor, is anything in your heart you want to share with us about anything? The Lord had put that in my spirit. Just have you to share for a moment and give me about 3 minutes, and I'll be right back.
All right, Pastor. Amen. I just love scriptures. I love the word of God, and I thank God for Evangelist Ursula and Evangelist Renee as they had stepped in on Friday and helped us with the scriptures and the word. And, you know, it's just so good that we can come together in his word. And the scripture that stands out the most is that one, Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6, where it tells us to trust in the Lord. Now, as we coming into this new year, what better person to put your trust in than in God? Amen. In the Lord with all of thy heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways to acknowledge him, and he shall direct our path. We're talking about he, we're talking about God. He'll direct our path. And so that's what we want to do is trust in him as we go through, as we come into this year and as we go through this year, trust God no matter what. Sure, the social media have all this negativity. Stay away from that. Let us put our trust in God. Let us lean and depend on him because that's where our help comes from. All of our help comes from the Lord. So let us trust him. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Are you ready? Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor. I'd like to say welcome aboard to everybody on 2023. I read a post that I'm your flight attendant, and we are preparing for a takeoff into the new year. Please make sure that your attitude and blessings are secured and locked in upright position.
Come on.
All and devices should be turned off at this time.
All
negativity and discouragement should be stored in the overhead compartment.
Come on.
We have removed all excess baggages that we had for this flight.
Yeah.
Hopeful that our flight to the future destination will be a smooth one.
Mm-hmm.
Should we lose altitude under pressure during our flight, please reach up and pull down a prayer. Prayers
Come
will
on.
Automatically be activated by faith.
Once
your faith is activated, You can assist other passengers. And remember, there is no return policy on this. So make very sure that you count your miles.
Mm.
It's 365 blank pages. So write the most beautiful chapter of your life, wishing you a great and healthy, happy, and success in 2023. We have been cleared to take off. God bless you and your family.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Beautiful, hallelujah.
We want everybody to be part of this flight. We want everybody to be on it.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
I thought I'd share that with you all. And I thank Pastor for her encouragement, because that's what it's about, brother and sister. It's about being in the Word of God. And going in 2023, the Lord has showed me, and it's very important that we understand this, the Lord is saying, I'm going to try to hear this with the Spirit, that the Word of God has to be the final authority.
Yes, I know we say that,
but we got to mean that, all predicated on what she said a moment ago in Proverbs 3. But we have to trust in the Lord. The only way you can trust God is to trust His Word. And you got to use your whole heart. And then you can't lean to your own understanding. So the moment somebody starts telling you what they feel and what they, leave that person alone or get away from them. Because what they think and what the Word of God thinks is two different things. And the devil going to always throw you some curveballs. If you don't mind, before somebody strike out, let me tell you three pitches that he always throw. He always throw a straight ball. That's his ball. It's a lie so fast, and it's straight. It don't go which way or the other, just straight. And you know you can swing at it, but don't swing at them straight. Then you got those that are crooked. You know, it's up, down, and away, and back up. Don't swing at those. Satan's going to always try to deceive you. So he has what is called a sink. And in this sink of all he uses, it always has some truth, but by the time it starts sinking, it lose out. It lose out all of its strength, all its portion, all its revolution. It loses out. And I'm telling you this because I want you to know, as we go into 2023, the Word of God has to be the final authority. And Satan's going to use things like, oh, I felt like this would work. Oh, this is my opinion. Oh, don't nobody know all the Word of God. And then, see, you will agree to that kind of foolishness if you listen to it. Why can't we know what Christ knows? If you can have his mind, what don't Christ know?
Come on. Come on. Say it.
See, that's how the enemy trick you, man. That's why we need the unction of the Holy Ghost to teach us and show us. Because remember, we're little children. And being little children, whatever the daddy got, that's what we got in us. Whatever knowledge, the Bible says he made Christ to be knowledge and wisdom unto us. Why not use that?
Yes, yes, amen.
See, I'm written unto you because you know not the truth, but because ye know it, and that you know lies or truth. So you got to make a decision if it's going to be a lie or the truth over there in 1 John 2. Think about the 21st, 22nd verse. They deny Christ, that we can have Christ's mind. See, anybody deny that you can have Christ's mind is an antichrist. That's how Satan fools us. Oh, I got the same words you got. You probably do. You probably, it's a King James. You probably got some of the same. I get all of that. But you're not hearing what I'm hearing. Because the Bible said, blessed are they that have an ear let them hear what the Spirit is saying unto the church. And
yeah,
you might be thinking he's talking about your little local church, but he's talking about the body of Christ.
Hallelujah.
And brothers and sisters, I can be real honest with you today. Let me tell you what, because I want to be real clear that a lot of people, they won't get this, but over in 1 Corinthians, the 2nd chapter, and this is where the Lord got me going today, so y'all just work with me today, and we'll get into some of the reviews. He says, the eyes haven't even seen yet, nor ears have heard, neither have entered into the hearts of men the things which God have prepared for them that love him. Now, I know you read that and you think, okay, that's going to be over there. No, that's right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know how I know it's right now? Because the next verse says, but God, you forget about what I just said, now pay attention, but God have revealed them unto us by his Spirit. So we can know these things.
Mm-hmm.
They're being revealed, made known by his Spirit. Why? Mm-hmm. For the Spirit searches all things. Yea, the deep things of God.
Mm-hmm.
For what knoweth a man the things of a man, save the spirit of a man, which is in him? Even so, mm-hmm. the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. See, so when you hear that, a lot of people say, well, don't nobody know nothing but that, but the Spirit of God. Well, remember, we have the Spirit of God living in us. That's how we know.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we have not mm-hmm. received the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know. See, there it is. That we may know. We can know the things that are freely given to us of God. Which things
mm-hmm.
also we speak not in the words of which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Ghost teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. That is like so important, brothers and sisters. You got to
mm-hmm.
compare spiritual things with spiritual.
Yeah.
So if somebody want to try to explain something to you and they want to explain all the natural things, turn a deaf ear, because they're going to miss what God is really saying. The spirit thing is what God is going to show, what Pastor Bill was talking about a moment ago. She just loved that word, and God is going to show it to her in the word, and you don't have to have anything. See, that's what Jesus did with those people that was in the flesh.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I got paper now. You know I got paper. What is it, Mark 4? Go there, Pastor. I just want to show y'all the difference. In Mark 4, I want to see it's Mark 4. Pray Mark 4. Jesus began to teach this parable. And he taught this parable for two different people. But it wasn't for everybody to know. Some of them knew because they was in the flesh, and that's how he had to explain it to them. But those that was in the spirit, he explained it to them in the spirit as well. They didn't take it in the flesh.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He gave a parable. I'm going to ask Pastor to read that. Read that out of Mark 4, please. You can begin with the first verse and probably read down to the 13th verse again.
Okay. Amen. Reading from the King James. And he began to teach by the seaside, and there was gathered unto him a great multitude, so that he entered into a ship and sat in the sea. And the whole multitude was by the sea on the land. And he taught them many things by parables, and said unto them in his doctrine, hearken, behold, there went out a sower to sow, and it came to pass As he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and the fowls of the air came and devoured it up. And some fell on stony ground, where it had, and immediately it sprang up, because it had no depth of earth. And when the sun was up, it was scorched, and because it had no root, it withered away. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it, and it yielded no fruit. And others fell on good ground and did yield fruit that sprang up and increased and brought forth some 30, some 60, and some 100. And he said unto them, he that hath ears to hear, let him hear. And when he was alone, they that were about him with the 12 asked of him the parable. And he said unto them, unto you it is given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God, but unto them that are without, all these things are done in parables, that seeing they may see and not perceive, and hearing they may hear and not understand, lest at any time they should be converted and their sins should be forgiven. And he said unto them, know ye not this parable? And how then will you know all parables? Amen.
And let me tell you, this parable is about, he said, now if you know this one parable, you'll know them all. You can get, you can understand this one parable. Now listen, brothers and sisters. He wasn't talking to them other folks right now. If you think he did, you missed it.
All right. Because
the disciples called him over privately.
Yeah.
So he wasn't talking to them right now. He's talking to a select group of people. Can you say amen to that?
Yes, amen, amen.
So if you heard all of that and you're trying to explain that, you done missed it. Because he's telling them carnal things, about fleshly things. He's talking to them about a parable of a sower who was farmers. These was farmers, man. And there was a mystery there. And Jesus explaining to them that what was going on in the parable. So the Bible says Jesus was alone. Them other folks wasn't around him. Now he was alone. Y'all catch that. He was alone. And they asked him. The Bible says all 12 of them again asked him, Lord, what does parable really mean? He says, you know what? Unto you it is given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God. But unto them other folks that's without, these things are done in parable. See, they're carnal-minded. So he said, but now, let me tell you, if they began to see, they may see. Because they see and they don't perceive. They hear, but they don't hear. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah,
you mean they hear, but they can't hear? What kind of talk is that? So, see, the word of God has to be the final authority. So Jesus says, here, they'll hear and they'll not understand unless at any time they should be converted and their sins should be forgiven them. And he said unto them, know ye not this parable? If you'll know this, you'll know all of them. He said, the sower sowed the word. See, before he wasn't talking about the word. But now, in the spirit, he's explaining to the disciples, hey, this is what we're talking about, the word of God.
Amen.
See, he's answering their question. What does parable mean? He said, well, you know what? That's for them. But for you all, I'm going to tell you what's going on here. The sower sowed the word. So when Pastor said that a moment ago, I thought about, hey, you're right in tune. I'm thankful for the word, man.
Hallelujah.
It's the word. The sower sowed the word. And these are they by the wayside where the word of God was sown. But some had heard him. And then he says, Satan, come to take away immediately and take away the word that was sown in their heart. Isn't that something?
Yeah.
How soon is immediately?
Mm-hmm.
See, by the time you think immediately is right now, Satan already got it. It's a goner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He came immediately. And like our ambulance service here, our 911, they're supposed to come immediately, but you don't know when they're going to show up.
Hammers. Hammers.
Jesus said Satan came immediately. And here's what he was able to do. Now, man, I hope y'all hear this. Satan was able to take away the word that was sown in their hearts.
Have mercy.
Yeah, but God got all that. You get all of that. God trying to explain to you all what happened, explain to us what happened in the spirit. He says, and these are they likewise are sown on stony ground, who when they heard the word, immediately received it with gladness. Oh, they was excited.
And
have no root in themselves, and so endure but for a time afterwards, here comes, when affliction, persecution arise for the word's sake. Now, just for the word's sake. Not, but for the word's sake. And immediately they was offended. He said, here's another group. When they which were sown among thorns, such as heard the word, I want y'all to hear this. He says, and the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches and the lust of other things entered in. And here's what happened. It began to choke the word and it became unfruitful.
Have mercy, Lord.
I believe that's what it said. They was worried about life. They worried about this. They worried about that. Their concern was not of the word of God. They had other concern. They had, well, I got to go down. I got to do this. He said, then they couldn't get into the word of God and began to choke it.
Have mercy.
They put other stuff over the word of God. They had other priorities. And what it did, it choked the word and became becoming unfruitful because it was being choked. Can you imagine something choking? You can't get your breath.
Mm-hmm.
Usually someone choked, it ended up into death.
Mm-hmm. Have mercy, Lord.
Then he says, you know, don't let the cares of this world choke the word.
Amen.
Worry about where you're gonna live. Don't worry about where you're going to live.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Don't worry about how you're going to get this. That's going to choke the word out. And you're going to be more concerned about that than the word of God.
Have mercy.
So he said unto them, these are they which are sown on good ground. You want to know if you're good ground? Such as heard the word and received it and bring forth fruit, some 34, some 60, and some 100. These are, they're not talking about people. They're talking about your growth here. This is your growth. You received the word. And it brought forth more word, more good stuff. Some of it came, some 30-fold came in bunches, some 60. And then you began to get a whole hundred of it.
Thank you,
Lord. And he said unto them, it is a candle brought to me, put under a bushel or under a bed, and not to be set on a candlestick. But there is nothing hid which shall not be manifest, neither was anything kept secret, but that it should come abroad. So if any man have an ear, let him hear.
So,
see, that's what Pastor was speaking of really a moment ago. She loved the word. It's all about the word with her. And the more she get into the word, the more God sow, the more God let her have. Some 30, some 60, and eventually it's going to be 100%. That's for all of us.
Amen.
But you got to have an ear to hear.
Hmm?
That's what's important. You have an ear to hear.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
So the kingdom of God is a mystery. Everybody don't understand mysteries. Some people are afraid of mysteries. What they call Rubik's Cube, Pastor? What is that thing called?
That's what it is, Pastor.
Some people, that's puzzling to them. That's mind-boggling. They won't even mess with it.
Amen.
And there are people who can do two of them at the same time. They got it.
Yeah.
It's not a mystery to them. It's a mystery to you when you don't know. But when you know, it's not a mystery to you.
That's right. Amen.
Mystery is not to be kept a secret. So that's what he's saying. It ain't to be kept a secret.
All right. Praise God.
It will be manifest if you want it. That's if you want it. And if you want to know what the secret is, I'm going to tell you, get on this ride. Get on this plane. We're going to ride with the Lord. 23. Everything's going to be based on his word.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
So, well, that's what the Lord had given me for the first part. I guess the second part of this review, it's about, but since we should feel like we're in God's presence at all times.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
We should
hallelujah.
Jesus at all times. Not just on Sunday. See, Satan has no dominion over the new creation. You know how I know that? Because of Ephesians 2 and 10. See, I said the word of God has to become the final authority. So if you look at it like, Satan don't have no authority over you, not your spirit man. You know why? Because of Ephesians 2:10. We have been created in Christ Jesus. That when Jesus arose from the dead, guess what? You arose from the dead.
Amen.
Because he's working the new creation. It was consumed in Christ. It became a reality in us when he took him as when we take him as our Savior, and we confess him as our Lord. When we began to do that, we began to grow up into him. We began to come to that place where God wants us at, where he wants us to live at. And that place is in Christ.
Hallelujah. Thank
you,
Lord.
And then he makes this declaration, which everybody, he says, now be careful, brothers and sisters, how you understand this. He says, now you can use my name. People use the name of Jesus for a lot of things that's not true. The name of Jesus don't need to be associated with your Santa Claus. Let me just kind of cut through all of that, let you all know. He declared that we may use his son's name. We just haven't learned how to appreciate that.
All right.
So we have to show that the power or authority to use his son's name, we are to use it and use it skillfully. Willingly, but skillfully.
All right. Yeah.
We use his name for a lot of stuff we shouldn't. But when you have actually, I remember what he said over there in John 16:24, here too you have asked nothing in my name. Ask and it shall be received, that your joy may be fulfilled. He wants you to know it's real.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
because his
thank
name
you, Lord.
Is above every name. His name is above everything. But you have to use it, and I'm saying this, probably in the scripture somewhere. I just don't know where the scripture is. But we should be doing it for the glory of God. Whatever you're doing it unto the glory of the Lord.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When Jesus said in Matthew 28:18, all authority have been given unto me in heaven and in earth. Now go ye therefore into all this world and teach the gospel. One translation says teach the gospel. We are students, brothers and sisters. We are yet learning.
Yeah.
You never go say it and he said, go and make other churches. He didn't say that. He didn't say, go and make people have doctorate degrees. He didn't say that. He never said, go and bring them in here, train them, then put them back out there. He didn't say that. He said, go ye therefore into the world and make disciples of all nations. Doesn't matter where you are, where you came from, of all nations. Doesn't matter what color your skin is. He says, and lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the world.
Yeah, yeah.
He's the school of Christ, brothers and sisters. It's for every believer will become a student of a living word so he can become a living epistle. So when people see you, they'll know that you were not written with ink, but through the Spirit of God. The Father guaranteed this. It's an absolute guarantee with him. And it's not being religious. Some people want to pray when they see you and, oh, well, let me pray so they'll know that I'm a Christian.
I'm not sure.
And their prayers is based on emotion.
I'm not sure.
And this is not, instead of knowledge, it's based on emotion. It's based on feeling. So man's theory and his theology is not based on the living word. It's based on theology and theory. But if it was based on the living word, they would do what Peter said, abide in that word. They would do what John said, live in that word. And then the word will live in you. So, but this coming year to the Lord say different. We're going to be talking about things that the Word of God becomes the final authority. And when it's dealing with love, I don't care about you being emotional. That doesn't matter, brothers and sisters. Let that person be emotional if they want to, but that have nothing to do with facts. Have nothing to do with the facts of the matter.
All right, help us, Lord.
I better break that down a little bit because, you know, I'm running across people say, oh, you know what? I feel like I'm saved. You don't feel like you're saved. You have to know that you know that you know you're saved. So the Word of God allows us to see us being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of the incorruptible seed. See, that's when you're given the Word of God the final authority.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
If that makes sense. I hope it does.
Yeah. Yeah. It does. Amen.
Okay. It has to make spiritual sense.
Mm-hmm.
See, when you letting the Word of God become the final authority, the Word of God allow you to be sanctified by truth. And then he says the word is true. The only way you can be sanctified is not being in some building. Now, I know people tell you that. So they figure if you're in this place, you're okay. You're sanctified. Well, you're living by the world standards.
Mm-hmm. All right.
See, you got the law of the flesh and you got the law of the spirit of life, which is in Christ Jesus, but makes you free from the law of sin and death.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You got to twist this and make it something different than what it is. But don't be fooled. Let the Word of God be your final authority. Take it to the Word. If you want to know about love, we're going to see what the Word of God say about love. I understand, you know, Greek, Hebrew, I get all of that, but I want to know what the Word says. See, that was Jesus was telling about this parable. That was those that they allowed the Word of God to get choked by the cares of this world. They were just busy caring about if they was doing it according to the world standards.
Have mercy.
Instead of doing it according to God's standards.
Mm-hmm.
And you do know everything we've been taught was not according to God's standards. A lot
that's
of stuff
right.
was taught because that's what we felt. Got to get away from that, brothers and sisters. We got to move on past that way of thinking.
Mm-hmm.
If we want to be new, then we need to be part of this new.
Amen.
Worthy of our vocation and of truth. That's in lowliness and meekness and long suffering and forbearing one another in love, and doing everything we can to keep the unity of the spirit in the bounds of peace. There is one body. There is one spirit. Even as you've been called into one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God, one Father. He is the God and Father of us all, who is above all and through all and you all. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. It is without measure. You can't measure this, what God, what he put in you.
Amen. Praise God.
But I don't have an ear to hear. I'm going to say one other thing. Then I'm going to hear what the Lord then told Pastor. Brother and sister, the Word of God has to become real to you.
Mm-hmm.
If all That's the right. word of God to you is paper, you got a paperless God, or you got a paper God.
Mm.
The word of God is something bigger than that, okay? I just want to urge the people to know that the word of God has to become the final authority. That's over what you think, over what you feel, over what you've been taught. You got to be willing to let all that go and trust the Lord with all your heart. And the only way you can do that is to, well, it's going to be scripture on scripture, line on line, precept on precept. He's going to give you the revelation knowledge through his word. That's how you're going to get it.
Mm-hmm.
You'll look at the same word, and you'll see something different than I. Why? Because you don't have the revelation of that. And because you don't have the revelation of that, we're going to bump heads. You're going to be trying to show me where yours is right and mine's is right, or mine's is wrong and yours. And I don't have no gospel. All I got is what the word of God say. I'm not trying to claim anything. You're trying to claim stuff. I'm not trying to claim anything. I'm just simply saying what the word of God say.
Amen, amen.
And believe me, God bear records of what I'm saying.
All right.
Because of the testimony of Jesus Christ is why I'm here.
Yes, amen, amen.
The word of God has to be the final authority. And until you put the word of God as the final authority, you have to do that.
That's
God
right.
won't do that. I'm sorry. That may bother some of y'all. But God is not going to make the word, because he already know the word is the final authority. And he lives it. He uses it like that. We have to come to that place, develop that way of thinking. He already there with that.
Thank you, Lord.
See, in the time past, God allowed us to get away with a lot of stuff. But now, he's not allowing us to get away with that foolishness.
That's right. Amen.
Back in your hands, Pastor.
Such an awesome word, powerful word, and scripture on top of scripture. Amen. The scripture I like to read from the Message Bible is the first one you had read. Well, it wasn't the first one, but one of the ones you read was 1 Corinthians 2, beginning with the 10th verse. I believe you read from 10 through 15. And let me get there. Let's see here. Oops. Okay, from God's Word. No one's ever seen or heard anything like this. Never so much as imagined anything quite like it. What God has arranged for those who love him. But you've seen and heard it because God, by his Spirit, has brought it all out into the open before you. The Spirit, not content to flirt around on the surface, dives into the depths of God and brings out what God planned all along. Whoever knows what you're thinking and planning except you yourself? The same with God, except that he not only knows what he's thinking, but he lets us in on it. God offers a full report on the gifts of life and salvation that he is giving to us. We don't have to rely on the world's guesses and opinions. We didn't learn this by reading books or going to school. We learned it from God, who taught us person to person through Jesus. And we're passing it on to you in the same firsthand personal way. The unspiritual self, just as it is by nature, can't receive the gifts of God's Spirit. There's no capacity for them. They seem like so much silliness. Spirit can be known only by spirit. God's spirit and our spirits in open communion, spiritually alive. We have access to everything through God's spirit. I'm sorry, let me read that again. God's spirit and our spirits in open communion, spiritually alive. We have access to everything God's spirit is doing on spiritual critics. I might as well finish it out. Isaiah's question, is there anyone around who knows God's spirit? Anyone who knows what he is doing has been answered. Christ knows, and we have Christ's spirit. Amen. So I like that we have to be spiritual to receive the spiritual teaching of God's word. Amen. So Pastor was bringing it, and so I just thank God for his, I can't thank him enough for his word. Amen. And I was trying to find that scripture where it said, do all things to the glory of God. And I'm still going to search it. But the one I came close to was Colossians 3. And I think it was verse, let me get there, Colossians 3 and verse 17. And it says, and whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and Father by him. So we ought to do all things unto the Lord. Amen.
Amen, amen. Hallelujah.
Praise God. I thank Pastor for the teaching and thank God for him being obedient to the word of God and helping us along the way. Praise God. Helping us to get deeper in the word as well. Amen. So, Pastor, I'd like to say to you, I thank God for you and keep up the good work. Amen. And God bless everyone.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Pastor.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome, Pastor. Praise God.
I want to say one other thing, brothers and sisters. This is our job to perfect the body of Christ. And tomorrow, Pastor, I want you to, we're going to go to Ephesians 4 as one of our scriptures, because I want people to know this is what we do when you have received God, the gifts from Christ. Now, if you're doing the world way, that's different. As Christ, our job is to perfect the body of Christ. I understand what that means. So, until tomorrow, y'all be